Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'm here to say, let's have a fabulous special day. I'm going to rhyme till it is fine, because I don't have any. I'm very confused and very brain dead today. You'll have to bear with me. You'll have to forgive me. I'll have to forgive you. I am so squirrely right now. Because I've been plugging cables in and then went out to the store to buy some new equipment and got boned by Best Buy because they didn't give me the right adapter, those bastards.
When you go to your Best Buy, does it look like an abandoned store at times? Like there are sections.
Is he clicking or is it me?
I don't know. I didn't hear a click.
I heard a click.
Not sure.
Did you reboot your Chrome today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm curious, when I go to my Best Buy, it is so understaffed and seemingly empty of some stuff. It's like it looks like it's closing, but it's not. Do you have that same thing, or is your Best Buy still beautiful and open?
What I noticed and what I've noticed at box stores is that when you buy something, back in the day, you buy something off a rack and you'd buy it and it would be fine. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, when you buy something, you better take a peek, because as I remember opening it, it had been fiddled with. So somebody had gone searching for a certain adapter in a box.
Yes.
And realized that they could lift it out of the container. So I bought a cable with two adapters, and one of the adapters was gone.
It could be, Mike, it could have been a shady return, too. If someone returns something and just keeps what they need, that's also a possibility.
That's 100% what I think happened, is someone
really?
In there took out the one they needed.
Oh, that's so nefarious.
It's hard to get and returned it.
Yeah, it's no good.
Rob, you are not, is Rob totally in the dark about this? I don't think he knows, does he?
My son called me today. My son found out about it.
How did your son find out about it?
Because it was on Facebook.
Why was it on Facebook?
What was on Facebook?
Because Carla put it on Facebook.
Hold on. All right. I purposely did not tell Rob anything.
Right.
So I tried to keep Rob. I tried to keep Rob in the dark.
Okay. Yeah.
And I wouldn't have known if Robert hadn't told me. Because what happened? He said, have you recorded yet today? I said, no, we're recording later now. He says,
well, that's right, because he's into golf.
Yeah. And he says, well, I think Mike will take up most of the first segment.
Not really.
But it's funny because I have a question about this that I was going to ask anyway.
Okay.
But please, do what you do, because I have a question.
All right, well, put up the pictures. I sent him a couple of pictures. That's me earlier today.
Yeah.
For some reason, that picture looks like I've got a towel hanging down my left leg, and I don't. It's just my oversized short.
What I was going to ask you about this picture is it's the same shirt you're wearing now, right?
Yes, it is.
It's
the same shirt I wore to my MRI.
And
so it's a lucky shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same shirt I'm wearing now. Absolutely. Right. 100%. Mm-hmm. Did I take the other picture and send it?
And here you go, yeah. Mr. O'Mara.
There it is.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. And very cool. My second one, and I couldn't believe it.
So most listeners are audio.
Second hole in one, and second time I haven't seen it go in the hole.
Oh, you missed it?
It was too far away. It was 180 yards.
Oh, wow. Can you read
in your marvelous voice,
Mike, will you read the caption on your hole in one card there?
I can't see it. Let me expand. Hold it. I'll expand the screen.
Rob, you can also
It looks like they had it ready to go. Yes.
In the background, you can see on the TV is Mike O'Mara bent over checking the hole.
That's right.
Behind his ball.
Yeah, exactly.
A hole in one is amazing when you think of the different universes this white mass of molecules has to pass through on its way to the hole. And Max O'Grady, that's the
Max
that's
O'Grady,
the quote.
One of your fellow countrymen.
that's So we looked at it in the air, and it was just, a long way.
Yeah,
and in the distance we saw it was either in the hole or it was over the green. It was either it went past the hole and went over. And I was the second one up to the hole.
Did you run?
One of my no. And one of my
Assume it goes in.
No,
you assume it doesn't go in
right
all the time. And one of my playing partners walked up and went,
"Oh wow!"
And I went, "Woo!" like that. I tried. They were not. They're regular buddies of mine that I play golf with. It was not what I would describe as the exuberant crew.
Is that disappointing when that happens?
No, because it's. That's a great question, and I don't know how to answer it. I don't think so. It was just...
It's a dignified game, and they dealt with quiet... Mike, like they're from New England, they dealt with it with quiet dignity.
It was not lots of whooping and hollering except by me. And then
how loud did you whoop?
I gave it a good one. I wanted people to know.
Which club?
You know? Four hybrid. My 180-yard club.
Is that like between a 4 and a 5 or between a 3 and a 4 if it's a hybrid?
A hybrid is just what?
Well, the irons hybrid. Normally have a set number, so what do you mean by hybrid?
Well, a hybrid is a...
Material.
A hybrid is a... it's not an iron and it's not a fairway wood. It's a club in between.
Okay.
Look up, Josh, put a picture up of a hybrid. For hybrid, and I'll show you, Rob, what it is, because I really can't explain it that well. I think they've been referred to as rescue clubs in the past, but I'm not strong enough to hit a 4-iron or a 5-iron anymore, so I rely on Freddie Couples.
The easiest one for a hole-in-one.
What is it?
It says the easiest club for a hole-in-one.
A 4 hybrid is?
No, I'm just messing with you. Here we go.
That rapier whip.
So it's, yeah.
Mike, he is so also cool and dignified.
Yeah. All right, so it's larger like a wood, but it's not wood.
My joy of the moment is diminishing by the second here.
You mustn't. Mike, what hole was it?
It was number 15.
Oh, so towards the end of your round, were you having a decent round leading up to it?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Not bad at all. It was.
See what happens when
when you get that hole in one and it's 4 under par, you must be so excited.
I was. It was different this time. This time, I got two.
Next time it'll be even better. How is it different?
Just not as fun.
Been there
because of your players?
Yes.
Jerks.
No, they weren't. They just were, they weren't. A couple of them weren't playing that well on that hole. I think it was a hole in one and three double bogeys. I swear to God, I think that's what it was.
That's the way to make friends.
So unfortunately, it was a hard hole. It is a hard hole.
Did you afterwards when you were seated by your
out there. Yeah.
When you're seated by your card that says Mr. O'Mara, did you say, I got a hole in one on 15. How did the rest of the crew do?
All right, here's the deal. So my crew, and they're limited now. We're down to 8 guys now. Everybody's everywhere.
Because of death?
No, just scattered to the wind.
Oh, okay.
And so each guy pops in a 20 for a round of golf. That's the bet. And then the winner collects at the end, and then they have what are called skins, which means if you have a particularly good hole, you get a little of the pot too.
Mm-hmm.
The rule is... And I didn't know this on Tuesday, is if somebody gets a hole in one, everybody, the 8 guys in the group, have to pony up $10.
Just for you?
Yes.
Wow.
So I've done it. I've done it before.
Sure.
And so that's what that was.
But that's only a Tuesday thing.
Yeah, that will the different guys that run different games do it in a different way. But the Bushwood yes. has changed. It used to be you would pay a little like insurance fee
right.
on your bill that would ensure it was the hole-in-one fund where everybody got to drink. Well, that got abused, and then they stopped doing it. And so now I bought a round
right.
for the eight guys, and then the club gives you ponies up some money for you individually, which is much better than
so are you operating-
free drinks for everybody. I got $1,000. That's how much I got today for that. Yeah, it's a big deal.
So you actually you can't afford to quit that golf club because now you're operating at a profit.
Yes. It's like the most profitable day I've ever had on a golf course. It was spectacular.
I'm surprised they paid you because, you know, gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir.
Paying would be, if it was cash, Rob, like an envelope with cash would be one thing. It's credit for using it there.
Oh.
That's not the
same. Yeah, but it's fine with me. Yeah. I'll use it.
Can you use that $1,000 at the restaurant?
I could use it at the restaurant if I wanted to.
You should go and order 50 steaks.
By myself.
Yes, exactly.
By myself. It just happened sitting in front of me. It would be interesting. Now,
I do have a question. I was thinking about a hole-in-one, I forget why, yesterday. And I was going to ask you before the day was out today, how much do you think a hole-in-one is reliant on luck? Because it is, I mean, you know you're going to want to put it on the green.
It's all luck, I think.
Man, there's skill, Tiger, it's gotta
Tiger,
be.
No, well, that was not, you know what, that wasn't a hole-in-one. That was a chip-in.
Okay.
That's different. I think it's 85, 90% luck. Because no matter, you can hit a great shot and not get it, you can hit a crappy shot and it can have a bounce. I hit a very good shot, like one of the best I've ever hit with that club.
That's a great one.
It was a great one, and it was like this. It was
perfect. Yeah,
straight. Well,
and that's all you can do because you can't control the bounce and the roll.
Can't control the bounce and the roll, and it was enormously satisfying because it was a little longer than what a lot of them are, like 150, 130, mm-hmm. 145, and this was about 180 yards, so it was a long shot and in more ways than one. So you know, when we came up there and I got one of the guys signaling that it was in the cup, which was kind of like,
yeah, that is that's pretty cool though. Although
I shouldn't do that. It wasn't like that.
When he was up,
but it
there,
wasn't.
No, of course not.
Either. And no words.
Not a lot of words. Yeah, there was one thing that was said. You know, we were having a picture taken, and it's like, I think, all right, we got to get out of here. They're waiting for us. That was said.
Oh, you know what else he could have said to that? If he said that, you could have said, oh, yeah, double bogey. Now, when he got up there, I have to know, because it was out of sight, did he check over the green before he checked in the hole, playing the odds? He
looked right, left on the way, walking up there, and then it was like it indicated he didn't see it, that was the case. But this is the best fact of all about this very special day.
Mm-hmm.
The best fact of all is that I don't know how many would have done this, but I think I may be in the Guinness Book of World Records based on this hole-in-one.
Why?
As the only golfer to have a hole in one and an MRI on the same day.
Well,
no, I think
isn't that great?
I think Tom Kite has that.
When you're writing that Guinness Book entry, you also should mention the Timu shoes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are Chinese shoes.
Now, it exciting that the ball you hit the hole in one with had the red stripe on it because it was a ball from the range?
it was very, very special. And then
was it a Pro V1?
As a matter of fact, I ran out of my cheap ones. No, I don't. I play Vice golf ball.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, if you'd know that if you went to my Facebook page and and you're linked to it. That's the way that would work, I think you are. But no, it was exciting. It's always exciting.
Did you block me again?
You are blocked.
Oh, damn it.
SPAWAC.
Damn it.
Yeah, so the MRI was painful. You know, you would think when you're getting a neck MRI, mm-hmm. you wouldn't have to, you know, you wouldn't have to bend your head back at this angle to get the ta 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 ta.
Did you do what I asked? I said, put me in. I always ask to be laid on the MRI platform backwards, so they only have to put my head in. You don't have to put the whole body in.
Your giant head.
My giant head. Exactly.
No, I put the headphones on and close my eyes because otherwise I get a little wiggy.
You can.
Did they give you good music?
I feel like I'm in a scene from Department Q.
How can you wear headphones?
Yeah, they give you headphones to listen to music.
Oh, okay. So they've got some that are designed to not interfere.
Yeah, but the dude.
Don't use your Timu headphones in an MRI.
No. The dude had to put a neck brace on me, like this neck stabilizing thing, and he smashed my chin when he did it. And, you know. This is what a typical music guy. It's done too many.
What music did you get?
Classical.
Oh, okay. Light classical?
Light classical. Lincoln. Name the movie.
That's Soylent Green.
Wow. How do you know that? How
of course.
Do you remember
it's Edward
that?
G. Robinson's last words in Soylent
Light
Green.
Classical.
Light classical.
When they're killing him.
Yeah. They're going to turn
they're
him into
They're putting
food.
Him to sleep, right?
Yeah. It's very sad. And a but not as sad as Charlton Heston's acting, but still pretty sad. When the last time I had an MRI, I knew the technician, and they had Elvis music waiting for me. It was the greatest.
Well, no, it was 15 minutes, and I was out of there. And I actually, because I was up super early, I was up about 4:45 mm-hmm. this morning, and I was trying to get this studio stuff laid right. out a little bit, and then I cleaned the kitchen, and then. By the time the excitement wore off of the big day on the golf course and the MRI, within that 15 minutes, out like a light.
Really?
Out like a light. And then dry mouth, because I'd had two Guinnesses after the round. So I'm like,
That'll also make you a little sleepy sometimes.
A little sleepy by. Yeah. A little sleepy by. So a full day. I'm going to get done taping this show.
Home to bed. What a day.
I'm going
to
drop. I am going to absolutely drop. Yes.
Did the new sectional arrive? Or did you make your way to the bedroom?
No,
for the
but the St. Matthews people took the other stuff out. And we are dealing with one of like Carla's overly decorative mini couches in the big room.
Lots of flowers, not much comfort.
No, more like something you would see. What's the Christine Baranski? Yeah. What's the Christine Baranski mini series that's coming back? I think for a second season, The Gilded Age.
Oh, okay, A Gilded Age.
Yeah, something like from The Gilded Age.
Hey, you know what's fun is the reason you gave the old sectional to St. Matthews is it had a hole in one of the cushions.
They're gone, though. Don't have to think about it no more.
No, just sit on your Gilded Age couch.
The Gilded Age. No, she does. I've still got my ratty recliner that as soon as
but
the
that's
sectional
going,
arrived,
right?
That's going. But that will not. That was not accepted.
Oh, denied. You need to look in. You need to look in the recliner and make sure there's nothing in it.
We saw the picture of your recliner. Denied.
Because you've dropped things down that recliner before. I bet you find some peanuts and maybe...
A lot of sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the shop vac to it before it hits the street. Because I think somebody... It works.
Yeah,
it's
well, turn
beat
it...
to crap.
To vacuum it, turn it upside down. That's the trick.
No, really? Leave the seeds in there and see who finds it first. The animals or people?
Oh, that's true. Well, and if it rains, maybe things will grow.
You know, I don't know whether nobody took it, so we got to just put it out to pasture. Got to put it out to the street. I wish I had more space. I'd put it in a garage.
I know where to put I know where to put the recliner, and it will also.
I'm Lanai.
No. This will earn you friendship from many of your neighbors.
Yes.
Put it by the illegal fishing pond, so the people that fish have a place to sit down.
Set it up. Drive it over there.
Yes.
And then just cast a line out and be like, and then really wave. Vigorously to people driving by me. Hey, how are you? Hey, how's it going? Nice to see you. Thank you.
There he is, Johnny Recliner catching his bass.
Yeah.
Right outside your studio window. So when the guy's out there with the leaf blower, he can take a break.
Yeah. Like or you could turn it into a planter.
I could. Have either one of you taken a peek? I got a friend of mine. Remember, I went nuts over that show, Department Q.
Yeah, and then you said maybe you overreacted.
And then I hedged my bets a little bit because it's got a very convoluted and complicated plot, in my opinion.
Okay,
I still love it, and I'm still engaged because the characters are so strong. But my buddy, who I recommended it to, came up to me and said, "Man, you got to focus when you're watching that." I said, "Yeah, yeah." I said, on my show, I hadn't totally retracted my reco, but I had said there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know if either one of you have taken a peek.
You were
commiserating because, folks, let me explain the way the show works. If I recommend something, sometimes the guys will watch it, sometimes they won't. If Rob or Josh recommend something, they will immediately watch it right away.
We enjoy the same type.
I know you do. So what was the show that somebody recommended?
You hedged on Avenue Q. So that's I didn't run to it. Yeah, Department Q.
We were both interested until the next day when you said maybe not.
Yeah, yeah.
Avenue Q was the short-lived show on with Tim Gunn.
I remember it. Yeah, fix it. Make it work.
Welcome. Welcome to Avenue Q.
The show we like, Mike, is actually a movie made for Amazon Prime called Heads of State.
Yeah, yeah, you had talked about
it. Yes. I recommend it for you. I do, Mike. I think it's
worth anyone watching it if you just wanted something stupid to watch with things blowing up.
Yeah, you know what? It's different than Boulevard Q because you don't need to watch it very closely and you can still follow the plot.
Right.
It's Boulevard Q.
Boulevard Q is your show, isn't it?
Heads of State.
Yeah, that's right.
Heads of State, yeah.
No. I'm playing with my microphone levels.
When the music picks up, that means there's a fight scene, and pay attention because the fight scenes were fun.
Okay, I get it.
And the whole notion of having an action star elected to political office, that's so silly.
Here's the speaking of elected.
Yeah.
So, you know, at Happy Valley, they are... One way, it's the reddest part of the United States.
Sure,
next to maybe parts of Texas or something like that. So, this guy that knows my politics comes up to me and say, "Hey, Mike, let me show you something." And I just go, "Oh!" And before that, he said, "Let me ask your opinion on something." And I look at him, and he doesn't even ask the question. I go, "Hate it."
So you have
that's
at least,
literally where I am now. I go, hey,
but you have a lighthearted relationship with this guy?
Yes. Extremely so. Quite friendly, actually. But he takes out his phone and the caption is something like relaxing from guard duty at Alligator Alcatraz, and it's a it's a CGI gator. With a big pot belly and like a glass of whiskey and a cigarette, like relaxing after a tough day of guard duty at Alligator Alcatraz.
So maybe you did like it
and
a little bit.
They think, if you'd seen the picture,
yeah.
If Josh can find it, it's floating around and they love it. They love
well, of course
it.
Said, they do, yeah.
I said, well, I've seen I said something. Very, very non-committal, like, well, I'm glad you got a little laugh out of your concentration camp.
Wow.
That's not a wow.
That is.
Mr. Man, that is not a wow it is a concentration camp.
You skipped a couple levels before you got there, though. I mean.
No, I think it's that's one of the things that has got me to thinking about jumping on the protest bandwagon and heading down July, I think it's July 17th, in honor of Congressman John Lewis, to get into some good trouble, which is what it is, where there are protests planned all over the country. But no, I mean, if you've seen the pictures, it sucks. I think it's horrible.
And I agree that it is a concentration camp, but what I said wow for is he gave it to you lightheartedly. And you came back with guns a-blazing. And you know what? I don't disapprove.
And
I think it's
fine.
Great.
But let me tell you this. Don't you believe that the wow can be used so skillfully in regular conversation? Like, for example, if you want to indicate, and you're a big wow user, because it fits the personality where
you and Owen Wilson.
just alike, except I've got a better nose. Wow.
No, if somebody says something that might not be all that bad, but you want to make it worse, like you'll say, wow. Right? You know the tone, right? Where it's
yeah,
like,
but I don't
wow.
think I ever use it to escalate something to make it worse. But that is the tone I'll use, yeah.
You will escalate it not necessarily to make it worse, but people, and I'm not using you as an example because I all don't right. have any with you. People will use it to emphasize like the inappropriateness or the cruelty
you know what?
Of a remark. That's the point
I know
I'm
what it's like.
Here.
It's like remember the character that Cecily Strong did on Saturday Night Live, the girl that you didn't want to talk to at a party.
Yeah,
and every time Seth would say something, she'd be like, "Wow."
Wow.
And you know, that's kind of it. It's a diminishing wow.
Wow.
For someone who doesn't necessarily understand. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't want to come to the party again. And then somebody will say, "Wow, really? That's what you think of me? Really?" You know, that type. And it's used a lot in American language now, you know, where people go, "Wow, like you could say anything to me."
Yeah.
And I could turn it into something that's like just give me random conversation here.
Mike, my car is running hot in the weather. It's just running hot.
Wow. You didn't get your car looked at like I told you to?
That's such a winner right there. That's exactly right.
Right?
Yes.
It can always be used like that. Yeah. It's very, very, very strange.
And they can bait you into it. Going back to, I remember one line from the sketch because it stayed with me when the girl asked Seth Meyers, "What would you like for Christmas?" And he said, "I guess an iPad." And she went, "Wow, I want the end of genocide." So just totally diminishing him.
100%.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
And overused and used by people that are just want to say, wow. Because essentially the term is, wow should just be, what an asshole you are. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
You're right.
You know, it's like, no, I'm not going to go. Wow.
Wow.
Again, you're not going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It is. And you know what? It makes me think that I shouldn't use it because it's really hideous at times.
Well, I think it should be reserved for a true, like, zinger. Somebody really gives. Yeah, go ahead, Josh.
Did you receive any wows today at the golf course about your hole in one?
No. It was, no. Wow. Again?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I did.
Couldn't hit it with a real iron, could you? Wow.
You do think in the back of your mind, God, it's such a weird game, that you are cheating because you're Freddie Couples, you know, he puts a lot of hybrids in his bag. That's it. I'm
He learned that from his college roommate, Jim Nantz.
Jim Nantz. Hey, Freddie. No, but I am fine with the fact that I need assistance to hit certain long shots and doesn't take it away from me.
No, it doesn't diminish anything.
Yeah, it's fine.
Wow.
Wow.
To me, wow will always mean Whip It Out Wednesday.
Yeah, me too. I had the bumper sticker.
I know, me too.
You know, that was like right at the – wasn't that right at the prime when we were hating those guys?
Well, Mike, I think it was there when we got there. That
was
their
whole
thing. It was
there when we got there, but then when I would see it, I'd be like,
yeah, not great. I loved when WJFK made their own wow stickers when we've only been waiting for bumper stickers for 10 years. That was another great moment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They like the fresh and shiny.
They do. They really, really did. And, you know, well, it was – look, I think there were plenty of reasons why – you know, I think we should have gone into the general manager's office when they didn't get us those stickers and go, hey, did those stickers come in yet? No, they probably in January. And we go, wow.
Wow. After Christmas, huh?
Wow. You really want that, huh? Am I cracking and popping, just by the way? Am I doing it? I hear crackling and popping.
I hear nothing.
I heard it there. It's probably coming from Rob. But
yeah, it always comes from Rob.
It's probably his chrome, but we'll move on.
It's his crackling and popping, and he doesn't hear it. I don't.
Since he doesn't hear it, that's why it's probably from there.
Well, the Mike O'Mara Show, we are bare. Listen, folks, we appreciate all the support and the generous donations the other night because we are literally putting this together with baling wire. All right, we really are. This thing is, you know, and that's the real reason I want you to share that episode, smash that like button, and go to MikeO'MaraShow.com.
When you were hooking up today, Mike, did you use any alligator clips?
Alligator clips from the Alcatraz that they have down here.
Yeah, and maybe
I have an alligator clip.
The alligator clips are great. If you need it, you got to have it. I've got them in different colors. They're awesome. All about 1 foot in length. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's little baby Jesus. That's not an alligator clip.
The alligator clips seem like something that would be for that grounding pad.
Could be.
You just
could
clip
be,
it to yourself as you go
you
to
know
bed.
What I think of alligator Alcatraz?
What's that?
It's making Jesus disappointed.
Lots of Jesuses falling from the sky.
Right, it's raining Jesus.
Hey, how is your grounding pad, Mike, since Josh brought it up? Are you sleeping like a baby?
No.
You sure that's not what got you the hole in one?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't know what you never know what's gonna be, you know, there. I'm not sure. Who's this?
What did you find?
Trina McGraw. Very pretty lady.
Wow.
And she's permanent makeup. She sells permanent
makeup. Oh, okay. All right.
That's Mrs. O'Mara's.
Yeah, that's probably not one for you.
This is her drawer.
I don't know. He could tattoo on some eyeliner, really make it pop.
I would not have an organizer like that, folks.
I love it. Yeah, you open it says, today, get a hole in one.
Yeah.
So,
does that, by any chance, does your pro shop sell?
Got him!
Ah, there you go. But that's not an alligator clip.
That's not an alligator clip.
It's a binder clip.
What's an alligator clip?
You know, for like, linking electric stuff.
Like at the end of jumper cables.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Okay. I thought I had the right thing. I don't know. I'm getting less and less technically savvy in my old age.
I love binder clips, though.
Binder clips work.
Yeah, they're great.
The question is, you can do self-mutilation with them, you know?
I have a whole container of them.
The question would be, with something that big,
oh,
if I was to put my finger in, how could I sustain the pain?
Now, see, if that was an alligator clip, there'd be a bunch of little teeth in there.
Oh!
Wow.
Fluorescent tape measure.
Oh, if you want to measure fluorescent tape.
Let me measure something right now while we got the tape.
All right.
Measure, okay.
All right.
Okay. I measured it.
Okay. Wow. Good for you.
Wow. All right, I've been delaying the bummer news that we got yesterday,
yeah.
And we want to send our dearest, deepest love and condolences to our friend and really the P1 of P1s, Mr. Dirk Bastrick, who unfortunately, tragically lost his wife the other evening. And Dirk, we love you. I won't go into any details to, you know, honor his privacy. He is surrounded by family and friends and people from his church, so he's doing fine. But he is he's a great, great friend and wonderful supporter of this show. And when our friends are hurting, we're hurting, and we're thinking of you. And as I told him when I spoke to him last night, I said, you know, Dirk, you know, things will never be the same, but they do get better with time. And I have found that to be the case. And he's really, really a special guy for the show, and he's been so supportive. He doesn't miss a birthday. He doesn't miss an anniversary. He doesn't miss a live show. He doesn't miss a donation when he gets a chance. He supports us, and he supports us better than a lot of people support us, and we are so grateful to him. And it really is sad when somebody that you care about is going through this and somebody who's so closely associated with this show. So, Dirk, I hope you feel better. And our deepest sympathies to you, Mr.
And Bastrick. If there is any silver lining, it always makes me feel better about people when I see them on Facebook reaching out to Dirk to offer sympathies. We've got such a great family here.
Yep.
And I love the fact that you guys support each other. So thank you so much.
Yep.
I know that it's nothing but helpful when you do that and reach out to someone who's dealing with some emotional pain. So thank you all for that.
While we're on that subject, for those of you in the family, if someone can drive out to Rob's house and fix his Rice Krispies setup in there, it would be very – I thought I was the one that was going to have the real technical meltdown today, but he's snapping and crackling and popping. And here's the problem, folks. He can't hear it. And if he can't hear it, he can't fix it. So we need an expert to fly to his home and be there.
Come
and,
to my airstrip. I'll let
when
you
are you going
to
be up there next? You know, and if you're up there next, how about maybe a trip over to look at a couple of cables and, you know, not ride the Grizzly all afternoon, for Christ's sake.
Hey, 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 don't, you're diminishing my coaster.
It is a Chrome issue. And if you remember when you walked in and logged into StreamYard, it has a little warning at the top that I told you to clear it.
Yeah.
That is a warning about how there's some Chrome issues right now.
Oh. So like the whole platform?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sucks.
Like the latest Chrome update has caused some issues.
We're really not free, are we? When we really think about
no,
it, right?
We're slaves to all that.
It's always been big cable, big TV, big news, big government, big everything, and we're just a little worker drone bees that fly back to the hive, and all people have to do is, you know, blow smoke on us and we'll be paralyzed.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
How about that?
Do you by any chance, Josh, have any music for the next time Mike does a read? Because I can bail and come back, and maybe the click will go away.
I can play some music.
Thank you.
Before you
that.
Start the music, though, he's trying to get that on, and now.
No, I'm not trying to. I'm just.
No, I'm trying. Okay, I got it. Yeah, okay. Play the music, and because we have to continue the show.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a good one, Josh.
And I wanted, sexy. This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack sponsor. We're excited to announce that they've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on two special edition products, a salted caramel chip protein bar and a yuzu mango hydration mix. This collaboration grew out of Chef Keller's daily regimen of IQ Bar products. IQ Bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. For example, the salted caramel chip IQ Bar has 12 grams of protein and only 1 gram of sugar. Of course, products co-created by a Michelin star chef are going to taste incredible. But what's even more important is how they make you feel. When I start my day with an IQ Bar, I feel amazing. Yes, I love them because they love me. With over 20,000 five-star reviews and counting, more people than ever are fueling their busy lifestyles with IQ Bar's amazing offerings. Right now, IQ Bar is offering our listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64000. That's TMOS to 64000. Remember, text TMOS to 64000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. I don't have mine because I was doing work right up until showtime. I don't have my... Are you going to go away and reboot?
Yep.
Jesus. Just standing there. You know?
I was waiting and seeing. Knew he had to move at some point.
This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. No matter how hot your summer gets, people, Liquid IV can help keep you hydrated. I rely on this stuff. I live on this stuff. It's the very, very best in the whole wide world, and I hope you'll love it as much as I do. The white peach, I have a whole satchel of white peach that is absolutely my go-to during the summer. There are also brand new flavors. My son really likes the Arctic raspberry, which is great. It's perfect. Sugar-free solutions powered by Live Hydroscience for smart hydration. Visit liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off. 20% off your first order. Just one stick. That's all you require, ladies and gentlemen. One stick. Visit liquidiv.com. Use code TMOS at checkout. 20% off your first order. It's delicious in 16 ounces of water. It hydrates better than water alone. I drink it each and every day. Every day. Three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, you'll be free, free I am, Liquid IV. 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi there, Snap, Crackle, Pop. How are you doing?
How am I? Do I sound okay, or am I clicking and popping?
You sound better, right? Does
yeah.
you sound better?
Yeah, sounds yeah, better you're to fine. Me. No clicking and popping.
That's you. A good thing. So what's new, Rob Spiewak? You don't get that question from me very often, but on a day like this, I have to say, so much has been going on. I've been a tad distracted. So you have to
I had
pick up
before I get
bit.
To my lead story,
yes.
I'd like to mention a happy thing that happened to me today. It's not hole in one good, but it's pretty good.
Okay.
Remember when I was talking a couple weeks back about going and buying chips at Moe's? And it's cheaper and better
yeah.
than buying grocery store chips?
Yeah, I wanted to actually do that. I was interested in that.
So I was driving out today. It was the day I got the car. So I was driving around, and I stopped by Moe's, and I come in, and the two ladies that are always there saw me, and they said, "Bag of chips." I said, "Yep, that's me." And I go back, and they fill it up, and then they call the manager in the back, and he comes up. They're handing me the chips, and they spoke in a foreign language. And she turned to me. She said, "No internet. Your chips are free." Because they couldn't ring it up because they had no internet. So I got free chips today.
I bet they, even with the internet gone, they wouldn't do that for everybody.
I probably
like
not. Yeah, I think they do. Well, I'm always very friendly when
how
I
many times
bag of chips.
How many times have you been in their shop?
I've probably, in this most recent run of chip acquisition, probably 6 or 7 times.
That's a regular customer.
Yeah, yeah. And I like seeing them. And you know what? If you go at 2 o'clock, there's nobody in there. You just grow and you grab your chips. And again, better and cheaper. So why not? So it was a definite victory.
Do you salt them when you get them home?
No, they're already salted.
Oh, they're pre-salted, like mm-hmm. when they first come out of the oil?
Mike, what was so amazing is one time last week, they come in a big Ziploc bag that seals with a handle so you can carry it around. These are technically catering bags for chips. And so she handed it to me and she said, "I didn't seal it because they're still warm." It was so great.
That is like
they didn't even make it. They didn't even make it home before I dove in.
I give them a free plug. If you were going to buy those chips, how much would it have set you back?
If I were, it depends on what you see. The bag of chips is not always, it's not a pre-rung thing where they hit a button like for a burrito. There's a burrito button and they can charge you for a burrito. For this, they normally charge me for a small rice because it's not on the thing. So it's usually about $4.
So if you go into it's Moe's, is
Moe's.
That what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Is every Moe's able to do this for somebody if they
I would think so. I mean they all make
menu.
They all yeah, they
what?
All have
I'm sorry, Josh,
cater.
What did you say? What
it's
was
an off menu item. It's not on their menu. He just orders it.
Okay.
Well, it's
so
a catering
another
item.
Moe's right, but if it's not a price tag, they're putting in there as rice for you. So
yeah.
Someone else might put it in as a burrito or who knows.
You know,
somebody else might
was...
put it in as a new car.
Wow. Even if they put it in as $8, it still would be worth it. But I do buy
cool.
my salsa at Costco still. So They've got this medium organic salsa that's great. Now, Mike, my lead story.
Yeah.
You are a talented mimic.
I am indeed.
Do you do at all a Marco Rubio?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the awkward water drink. I'm talking about a speaking Marco Rubio.
Hi there.
No. So
let me try another one.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. I believe we have stumped the mimic.
Yeah, I don't do a Marco Rubio.
But, Mike, that means you're probably innocent because the Washington Post broke this morning. An unknown official has contacted at least five government officials, including three foreign ministers, a governor, and a member of Congress, according to the State Department, and they're pretending to be Marco Rubio. They just call up and say they're Marco Rubio. And they're using this... what is the Signal app is the one that the Trump administration loves so bad?
Right. Yeah, that's the one where you get you super secret, confidential, mm-hmm. government top secret communications.
So here's the deal. He was using that to get through these people, and you have to put your email address in this app to be recognized. And the guy put the email in as marco.rubio@state.gov.
Very clever, boys. Very clever.
I would love to think this is just someone goofing around, but he's gotten to some pretty powerful people. And why is it that if you had told me this 10 years ago, I'd say this is ridiculous, but now I just accept it. I just accept the fact that there's someone out there pretending to be Marco Rubio calling
and now
people.
That Marco Rubio is Secretary of State, it changes the rules.
Mm-hmm.
When I got through to the President of the United States by using another voice, mm-hmm. Regis Philbin, it was not a jailable offense at that particular time. And, we got through with the voice of
it
Regis.
It should be said, Mike, that he wasn't president yet.
He wasn't anywhere near president.
No.
Probably wasn't even really thinking about it. But we called Trump Tower. We got through the main switchboard.
Mm-hmm.
We got into Trump's office.
Yes.
And I said, "Hi, I'm a friend of Donald. This is Regis Philbin. I got a question for the Donald." And that's all it took.
Yep.
And she put us right through, and I will give the president his due when I say he right away said, "This isn't Regis Philbin. Hi, Donald. It's Regis Philbin. This isn't Regis Philbin." And I forgot he said something after that, didn't he? Didn't he say something after that that was
wasn't just a straight hang up?
Nope. He said
no. He kind of engaged in a little conversation.
He engaged to say he's smarter than we are because he figured it out, mm-hmm. and it was humorless, right? It was humorless.
But he didn't just hang up. There was he. I always felt was proud that he saw through it. And he wanted people to know that he saw through it.
Just like, ultimately, Regis was proud.
Yes,
He got on the line and said, I said, "Hi, who's this?" On the other line, the second day, when that's kind of the dumb thing we did, was we called the hotel again.
Mike, you never put the lemon away when there was still some juice in it.
We didn't. We'd squeeze every drop out of it.
That's right.
And the next day, we called for his voicemail and said, "Hold on, please." And then, "Hello?" Said, "Hello? Who's this?" I said, "This is Regis Philbin." He said, "This is Regis Philbin." And then we got in really big trouble.
Yeah.
And we told that story a couple of times recently.
I was in the producer's room at that time with Diana, and she looked at me and she says, "Well, we're probably going to be fired."
We were suspended.
You were, yeah.
Yeah, you guys weren't. We were.
But when we
got suspended, the whole show, it kind of, would they make you, when we would get suspended,
as the on-air talent, you wouldn't
lose a paycheck.
No,
right?
I had to come in to do the best of. Because it was an unplanned vacancy, so they kept me on.
Josh, you'll appreciate this. Anytime anything has gone sideways with my career or before this with Don and my career, Rob just keeps on chugging. When we got fired from WJFK, Rob worked for how many months did you work? After
4 weeks. Just 4 weeks.
4 weeks. Okay. It was funny, though, because they kept you on.
Yeah.
They kept the best.
Well, they had a contractual obligation to the affiliates. And they offered the affiliates a buyout, but Steve Bridges stuck to his guns and said, "No, you owe me a month of the Mike O'Mara show."
Yep.
So in reality, Steve kept me employed for 4 extra weeks.
That's it, because he insisted. And he also said, "I'll take your show in any incarnation." And he
exactly
has, mm-hmm. And he has had that show on for, I can't even tell you how long he's had it on for. Do you have
he was one of our early affiliates, so he probably came shortly after our first affiliate, if you don't count Baltimore, because that was just a simulcast.
Right.
On the Don and Mike show, the first affiliate was WKBW Buffalo, and that was really cool for me because it was a legendary station. Then we started picking up a few in the Midwest. So I think they were probably in the first five or six that we picked up. That show played like gangbusters in small Midwestern towns.
Yes, yes. And he's kept us on for 20 years?
Yeah, consistent the whole time
20
through.
20 years.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what the main reason is?
What's that?
Well, the Price is Right. There you go. There you go.
Well,
all right.
We'll start charging him double.
Amen. We've got more show coming up. But first, I wanted to tell you that my mouse is working. Good. I'm really glad it is. Let me move over here and press this. I'm over here now.
This is exciting.
Hey, Billy Joel. How are you? Can you sing that song you do? Didn't you do that one?
I thought maybe you'd want to take a picture with the face.
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, I appreciate Dice.
That. Oh, Dicey. There you go, Dice. How you doing? It's Serene Dice. I want to talk about the sponsors. How about Cremo?
I love Cremo, Mike.
I wish you could smell me right now.
Oh!
I smell bright, fresh, and robust.
Mm.
Just like Italian bergamot. That's thanks to Cremo. You deserve freedom from sweat and stink.
Amen.
Cremo's deodorant is designed to provide men with 48-hour odor protection. Cremo products are fantastic, and they are all barber-grade and made with pride, professionalism, and passion to guarantee you quality without compromise. To elevate your deodorant experience with Cremo's two-letter signature scents.
Yeah,
Italian bergamot, that's my fave, ladies and gentlemen. I love the bergamot. I love it. And Palo Santo, which is deep, smoky, and refined. Both are great. Remember, deodorant isn't just for smelling good. The scent you choose sets the tone of how you present yourself. Your scent makes an unforgettable impression. Every time. I've worked with disc jockeys that have made real impressions on me throughout the years because of their scent. Make the right impression with Cremo. Head to Target or Target.com to find Cremo's new line of antiperspirants and deodorants in the Italian bergamot and Palo Santo scents. And once again, that's Target or Target.com. And
love that place.
I know. It's a wonderful place. All right. Give us an Outer Banks update. You are there in the last time I checked, it's what, a 13-bedroom home?
And he is in his childhood bedroom, Mike. And if you had been here a little earlier, you would have seen him making his bed like a good boy.
Yeah.
I've always gotta throw the blanket over the bed until I can get the green screen out.
Well, you didn't do a real stellar job.
Yeah, I don't see you bouncing a quarter off that.
No, I spent too much time helping Mike with some audio setup.
Oh, wow.
So. Wow, he threw me under the bus,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Little defense there.
Threw me under the bus. There you go.
Ouch.
It hurts. Look, I'm fully aware of the fact that I have limitations when it comes to technical knowledge. But, you know, it's always been homemade. We've always done this homemade.
Yep.
And we're very proud of it, you know?
Well, and the amazing part is the tech gets smaller and cheaper and higher quality.
It certainly looks cheaper now, but not necessarily higher quality. your Outer Banks signal might be a little suspect right now. Are you seeing what I'm seeing, Rob Spiewak?
He gets blurry and then he comes back. I'm glad you're seeing it too. I thought it was me.
No,
I thought I was losing my vision.
No, it ain't you. You're clear as a bell.
Thank
Outer
you.
Banks boy is blurry and his mouth can't catch up to his face.
There might be a jellyfish in the motor.
I was afraid that might happen tomorrow. I wasn't sure if it was going to happen today.
Why would it happen tomorrow and not today?
Well, because my parents were arriving. I've had the house to myself. And they arrived about, I think, 30 minutes ago.
Rob, it's all about the pipe. It's the pipe.
It's the pipe.
How many people are on the pipe? That's
exactly
what matters most.
I'm not on the pipe anymore. I quit.
I did too. Rob and I, for those of you who might not know, Rob and I, for a period, and I tell you, look, you can cast aspersions on us, but listen, I think we were at our all-time funniest when we were smoking crack, and I think that people I think the people that, you know, everybody wants to throw rocks, you know, but, you know.
So to speak.
Yeah, I mean, oh, yeah, big wonderful rocks
yeah.
that you put in a pipe and smoke.
I remember so many nights we'd finish up the afternoon show and it was yeah. off to the Vista International Hotel yeah. where we would take a suite
yeah.
and we'd bring our crack cocaine with us and we would yeah. smoke the crack cocaine.
And we would laugh at
the fact that we laughed.
Yeah, because you know people think that particular narcotic is used in a back alley or in an abandoned building. No, we'd use it in one of the finest Washington, D.C. downtown hotels.
Yeah, and that, you know what? I felt funnier. The better the hotel was, I thought the funnier we were.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's the way I feel about it.
Will you ever go back?
To the Vista?
No, to smoking crack.
To the crack.
You know, only because of between the MRI
yes.
and the hole-in-one and everything that happened in the studio where I was really confused,
yes,
I think I would have been able to set this studio up in 5 seconds
yeah.
if I had smoked a rock before yeah. the show started.
You're in a different place now in your life and where you live, and I don't know that the crack is as good in Florida as it is in the district.
Yeah, I know. And then, Carla comes in like Marathon Man, opening the door every 5 minutes going, is it safe?
Well,
is it safe?
Well, you guys were on that pre-fentanyl. It's a little more dangerous
yeah,
now.
Exactly.
That makes me sleepy when I take that.
It makes me lose feeling.
Rob, when Mike...
Like from my knees down. I just can't. I fall all the time when I'm on fentanyl.
When Mike was setting up, when Mike was setting up the studio today,
yeah.
I would FaceTime with him, and I'd see these wires all over the place.
Yeah.
And then Mike would say, I'll call you back. And I kept waiting to get the picture of Mike just tangled up in the cords.
Curly in the Three Stooges.
Yeah, exactly.
I might be able to move my camera over to show you the floor.
I'd like that.
All right, let me go wide. All right, there. Now, wrong side. Yeah, all right, wait a minute. That's the side.
Okay.
That's the, no.
No, it's the other side. Yes, that's where the wires are.
All right, that's
Are you well?
I'm doing my best, Rob.
I know, but I mean, that took 3 more tries than it should have. I can understand not getting it right the first time.
All right, I'm going to pan out even more.
Okay.
All right, that's where we'll see you don't have pants.
First of all, look at that cord just hanging. Stretching, tearing.
I see all your roach clips.
Look at those legs.
They are hot. Ugh. Very nice. Are you wearing pantaloons?
With the seat color, it does not look like he's wearing pants.
I agree. Spread those knees, Mike.
There it is.
Rob, you see all those wires on the right hand side?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It looks great.
It's terrible. Oh, my automatic didn't go back to the...
Oh, no. Well, we can use that shot. Can you just move in on the legs?
There it is.
I love you, honey! Well, that's pretty good. Now it's just legs. Yeah. And you know what? We don't see as many wires. I think that's good. Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. The hand's creeping.
Oh. What is that? Is that a hot sheet? Oh, I see something that's not a foot.
There it is.
That a hot sheet on the floor with topicality? Hey.
It just fell on the floor. That was Monday's show prep.
Oh, okay. Good. I was thinking, I would think you'd throw it away at the end of the day.
And there,
once a month.
So back there.
No, you got to go the other way now.
All right.
Too much. Oh, I like that shot. Are those wipes?
Yeah, some wipes.
It's a hat, asshole.
No. There's wipes.
Yeah, those are wipes.
Right there is wipes.
Those are baby wipes. Yes.
That would count as wipes.
By the way, smash the like button on YouTube if you're enjoying this.
Here come the likes.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get my kid coming in. That is the best timing, dude. That is the best timing. All right, now we're going to do a slow pan in on you.
Yeah. He's zooming on in.
There he is.
He looks grown up. Tell you what.
Hey, and he's got a shirt on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Put it on the camera. Go ahead.
What is he putting on the camera?
Is that a Pokemon card?
No, look what he got.
Baseball card, huh?
Oh, it's a baseball card.
Hold on.
Is that Ella De Cruz?
Is that Ellie De La Cruz? Is that a rookie card for Ellie De La Cruz? All right, I can't hear you. Go.
It's a numbered card.
What?
A numbered card.
It's a numbered card. Whatever that means. Do you know anything about baseball cards?
If it's a numbered modern card, sounds like it's a limited edition, I'm guessing.
It sounds limited.
5 out of 99. Is that like special?
Yeah.
How much could you get for it right now? Well, you know, you got to support your father. So come on, you know, do it. There we go.
Yeah, be Carrie. Be Carrie. Make him sell things he loves.
Get out of my room. Get out of my room.
And is that a door knocker or a hanger that looks like an anchor on that door? You could hang your sailor's hat on that.
That's what I do. That's what I do. I put my boots up there. Come over here, pal. Watch out for the cords. Yeah. No, as a matter of fact, don't. You're going to knock something loose.
Yeah.
Even
sitting still, stuff gets knocked loose.
Oh, he's over here now. Hold on a second.
Over there now. How about your dad's hole in one, Michael? How about that?
What did he say?
He said, how about the hole in one?
When my mom told me about it, I was in shock.
Why? Why would you be in shock about that?
Dad.
Yeah, you can't. Oh, it's.
So at least he put the headphones on. I'm sorry they're not connected to anything. But
Mike, you got to plug that into the Zoom. Yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
Can you hear now?
Yes, I can.
You can? Okay.
Why were you shocked that your old man got a hole-in-one? He's great at golf. He's out there a lot. Don't you think that...
Lean into the microphone.
And he's done it before.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
I can't hear. I can only hear you.
All right. I'm sorry. Let me look at your baseball card.
You know what? That's ideal, actually.
This is a time capsule show today.
How much is that card worth? Could we trade it for an audio board?
Yeah.
Ellie De La Cruz. All right, get out of here. Thank you. Nice visit.
Take the headphones with you. They're not connected to anything.
Birthday boy coming up July 19th, the big birthday. And my other kid, July 11th for Elizabeth. It's birthday season.
Well, now we know what Mike likes to do in November.
Oh, break. Yes, sir. Hey, it's more fun than stuffing a turkey. What am I talking about?
What is the matter with you?
Something's wrong with me today.
The camera's looking better and better, though.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that looks nice.
Yeah, a little off center. That's all.
66.
There you go.
There it is.
A lot of headroom now. Now you look like a little guy.
Thank you. All right. I'll do a Rob shot here.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Not that way.
How is that a Rob shot?
The
Photoshop. Oh, the picture of me. Yes. Okay. Very good. Yeah. But I got my shot, honestly, by getting down on the floor and not being able to get back up.
Yes.
Mike,
I ain't doing that.
It's very expressive. You know what? But if you're going to use that shot, you must use your eyebrows to show your expressions.
You look so far away now with that shot.
You do.
With so much step and repeat.
Mike's eyebrows.
Here's Johnny.
You need a little music. Have him dance to some music.
Dance to the music. I'm sorry. This is one of those shows, folks. Sometimes they're like this, all right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes they are. We can't control it, all right?
I blame Josh.
I blame the hole-in-one.
Clever.
I blame the fact that we've got more show coming, but first I want to tell you about one of our fine sponsors. And there you go. That's Charlie's Choice.
Yes.
That's the Charlie's Choice theme, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And I now am enjoying every morning my monthly subscription of Charlie's Choice coffee.
Wait a second. You mean that every month they automatically send you some?
Yes. Yes,
that's
caffeine
crazy.
Lovers.
Yeah, that's nutty.
Just because we don't mention it every day, don't think that Charlie's Choice coffee is a thing of the past. I swear to God, I put it in my grinder today. It's fantastic. Coffee is look, we specifically got the flavor profile to the roastery to get it just right. It's still awesome, and you can still reorder or subscribe for some more right now.
Right now.
Right.
Now.
Don't just drink coffee. experience it. We all know that you got to have coffee, so we want to give you the best. Charlie's Choice is available in whole bean or fresh ground. Get a one-time order or save money with a subscription like I did and get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend delivered right to your door. This premium medium roast blend combines the finest beans from Brazil and Guatemala, delivering a rich and balanced cup of smooth, caramel-tasting, deep cocoa, sweet, honey-tasting coffee. It's the best and freshest you can find. It's crafted in small batches and roasted to order in St. Augustine, Florida. So support small businesses and write copy that is 16 minutes long.
You did the big preamble. The copy is fine.
Get yours at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Start your day right with Charlie's Choice because it's good to the last sip. So, do you want to play your thing?
Do you want to hear it?
Well, I thought you were going to play it.
It's good to the last sip.
Hot, steaming Charlie. Because when Charlie says, duh, it's got to be good.
Duh. No, Josh, I know we didn't get to really get to your update there, yes. And I don't think I'm betraying any confidences when I say you tried to make a TikTok today in the pool.
Well, I
Mike, you're going to like this story.
All right, I'm waiting.
Mike, I was laying out in the pool, and it's the first time that I've had a chance to use my Fair Harbor shorts. You know, those bright
bathing
orange shorts
trunks.
We got, the bathing trunks.
And we are not, and we, look, we're not lying when we tell you Josh and I got the exact same color.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, Mike, I was trying them out, and I was like, these are really nice shorts.
They are.
I said, We do the ads on here all the time. We need to start sharing with our ads and sponsors on TikTok. So I said, I'm going to make a TikTok about these Fair Harbor shorts while floating.
Can I
the
just
pool.
Tell you what my wife is saying right now, Josh?
Yeah.
That she we should have right been doing
now,
this.
She is looking at the screen right now and going, "Oh, really?"
No. Yes, I know.
Sorry, I just thought I'd share that with you.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I know.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I know, but I mean specifically sponsor focus we should.
I understand.
But yes. Mm. Anyway, I said I was going to do this. The problem is, to get the right camera shot where I am floating in the tube and also showing off the shorts,
yes.
Yeah.
Every shot looked inappropriate. Every angle I could get the...
balls hanging out or what?
Well,
because you got to show the shorts and try to get my face in the same camera angle and holding it above me, my arms aren't long enough. I need to get a selfie stick in order to do it.
And his shirt was off, which troubled his wife.
Yes. And then I mentioned it to my wife that I need a selfie stick. And she said, well, is your shirt off?
I said,
of course.
Mike, what are you doing?
Charlie's Choice.
That's nothing.
Today's show.
Yeah.
Do you always wear a glove in your pocket?
That's this one. Kind of special, don't you think? Huh?
Was kinda that Michael special? Jackson's glove?
This is my golf glove.
Oh, the one you use for the hole in one?
You morons, I play golf. That's my golf glove.
I thought it's the one you that's the one you wore for the MRI, right?
That's the one that I was in my back pocket when I had the MRI, and it's the one I wore when I hit a 180-yard shot straight in the hole.
Now
so
I know
you didn't,
when
yeah,
you
go
do
wait
a hole,
minute, I wanted to ask Josh, did you get your TikTok up and running? Did it come?
No, I didn't hit record because I couldn't get the angle right. That didn't look like a lot of my crotch or no shorts. I couldn't get the angle right. I need a selfie stick. And then my wife said I shouldn't be shirtless.
Yeah, you know, because so,
that
of the
had to
ladies.
Make you feel good.
Well,
you know,
I said, is there a problem with my chest? And she said, it's too sexy. So that made me feel good.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's wonderful. She wants to save that for herself.
And then you bend over in your jeans and... Oh!
Now, Mike, I know that you'll save the ball that you hit the hole-in-one with. Why not?
Trying to think. We had 15, then 16, and...
Well, I got it right here.
I didn't look. I don't know which one it is.
Mike, you should have immediately put it in your pocket to isolate it.
Rob, I've got more swag coming. I've got the flag from the hole. I've got a plaque they will give me. I've got the photographic evidence. And all of this falls
Oh, and don't forget a one-hour special on Tubi.
On Tubi. No, ultimately, it's really cool to have it. But when you – it's like – I have plenty of stuff coming. You know, they sent an email out to everybody.
So
I got buddies from all over giving me a congrats.
Will you keep the glove aside because that's the glove you hit with, or will you continue to wear the glove?
No, they all run together. And by the way, did they finally recognize that logo?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Do you recognize it?
Is it Timu?
I cannot see it.
No. There you go.
Zooming.
Kirkland.
Hey, terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh spotted it before me.
That means you got about 12 of them in the pack.
I did. They're fantastic. They really are. But I still am disappointed that your TikTok didn't get up there for everybody to see.
It will.
I got to get a selfie stick or a cameraman, and then I'll get it shot. I'll get it taken care of.
I have to get a wire cleaner. I wonder if they have that, if you can get people to come into your house and just clean up wires.
I feel like
I thought you meant the wires themselves.
You did it, and it's just pandemonium now. It's pandemonium.
They got loose.
And, yeah, well, you ran it like around in a big box, didn't you? Didn't you kind of run it around the whole perimeter? Is that how you did it?
I don't remember.
But most of your stuff, except for the internet connection, I imagine is on your table, isn't it?
Sort of, yeah, but there's a big TV monitor that things it's are fine. Connected
oh, that's true.
To.
That's true.
We'll go to the next plan. We'll get it straight.
We will, and it doesn't require anybody coming down here. I can get it right, and we will see. I'm not sure whether this is going to be the final incarnation of what we're doing, but we will. The first thing, would you not agree, Josh, is for me to go back to the box store and inform them that they owe me a little nipple. Isn't that what it is?
What kind of adapter did they short you?
They shorted me.
He's got the box, a quarter inch to eighth inch adapter.
I wish you had told me. I've got like five of them in my desk.
No, you've got the opposite.
Oh, I do have one. I have one that goes. Oh, so it's a female quarter to a male. Okay, I've got that too, but it's in my extra wires box.
Right, me too. That picture was on the box, but not inside the box.
Mm-hmm. Mike, that box she is empty.
Hi.
Does the box have a voice?
What do you do when you don't have show prep?
You talk to the box.
You do a talking box. Hey, Rob.
Hi, box.
How you doing? I'm Mike. I'm Mike's new mouth. Yeah. We're having fun right now. I got to get out of here. I'm going over to the Alligator Alcatraz. Yeah. All right.
All those people that complain about the news segment, this is what you get.
There you go, buddy. Yep, thank you. Are there a lot of people that complain about the news segment?
Just me and Josh.
There's like three people that complain about everything.
Wow.
Well, do I have to do another thing?
You have one more break, and then we'll do the beautiful video.
Well, then let me ask this. I have time to ask this. I need it. I don't think I've been getting plugged into my negative feedback enough. What just from memory alone, you will not hurt my feelings. Why do the haters that hate that? Because I've read it before.
The news segment?
What do they hate about it?
That you don't read the story ahead of time. That while reading the news story, you will be surprised.
I read every story ahead of time. I research the stories most of the time. I don't necessarily that. Let me talk to the haters. Hold on. Let me answer my critics. I read the stories ahead of time, but I can't read well. So that's what it is.
Oh, okay. All right.
Why did you mention Rob like that? Do you talk about me behind my back? I'm not paranoid, but I know what you say behind my back.
No, you said criticizers listen, so I was just telling Rob to pay attention.
That's right. Yeah, I know it. He's always hated the news.
No, are you kidding? Mike, the news is one of my favorite things. How dare you?
I enjoy the news.
Wow. When I get to sit and react to the news, I love it. That's the best.
I understand. I understand.
And you say to me that I don't like that? Well, wow.
Wow. I have to say that. Wow. That's incredible. Do you have beautiful video for us today?
I do.
Wow. That's fantastic.
I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. There we go.
Oh, there it is. Oh, I found it. Oh, everything is melting down at the same time.
But you know what? Tomorrow's going to be great.
Hey, everybody, before we continue with Rob's big, beautiful, sterling video,
thank you.
I want to share big news for the month of July. Only Tirzepatide is on sale. That is the stuff I take, folks, to lose weight. And its full-dose weight loss and microdosing options are discounted this month. Do you need to lose 30 pounds or more? Do you need to lose a smaller amount? Well, both on sale. Tirzepatide for weight loss. It's a game changer, and it curbs cravings, calms food noise, and helps your body burn fat like never before. If you only need to drop 5 to 15 pounds, the Tirzepatide microdosing option is gentle, it's effective, and it's perfect for getting lean without harsh side effects. Great for maintaining, too. Here's how easy it is. You take a quick quiz online. You get approved by a licensed provider. Then sit back. Your prescription is shipped right to your door. No appointments, no stress, just real results. And for a limited time, it's all on sale, but only until July 31st. So act now. Ready to change your body? I bet you are. Mm. And you want to change your mindset, too. Tap the link, take the quiz, and let's go. DermGlowSkin.com. Rob, take it away, my friend.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Dan Ingram.
Dan Ingram. Music ball.
The first tape I have, I need Josh's help with. Because it was a lady, you know how they traditionally sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at the seventh inning stretch at yep. Wrigley, right? And they try to bring in a star to do it. This is a lady named Alex Cooper. Now, when he said it to me, I thought I heard Alice Cooper, but it's not. It's Alex Cooper. And what is her deal, Josh?
She has the Call Me Daddy podcast, one of these podcasts that started at Barstool. It was it got a lot of attention back in October, November because the Harris campaign went on her podcast. But they built a whole set to make it look like she went to her podcast, and it was really done in D.C.
Oh, okay.
So it was but she's one of the biggest like female podcasters out there.
I know her. I know the name.
She's getting some guff from the Chicago fans for her take on the song.
The and CEO of Unwell, Alex Cooper.
Daddy Gang and Cubs fans, are you ready? You've never seen something like this before. A one, a two, a three.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care. Never come back, so that's rude. The Cubbies, if they don't win, it's a shame. So it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old game.
I don't care for her.
It's hard to pick up in that audio how fast the crowd turned on her. It's hard to hear. They're booing.
You can't do it. You can't go in and
mock a tradition.
No, you can't.
And it's also the first rule of like a comedian laughing at his own jokes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And there was not, and the bones of the song, I think the best bad version was Mike Ditka when he really sang it, but he sang it fast and it was over quick.
Yeah.
Well, I think Bill Murray had a rough take, but he enjoyed it. I think Bill Murray has done it more than once.
Yeah.
She came across, and I don't know whether she intended to, she came across as mocking the entire crowd. And they don't like that. Not in Chi-Town. No,
you got to, anywhere, I would think. Yeah, you got to read your room. Anyway, Mike, this is a great story about a lady. And as the cop said, when she was trying to escape via her automobile, she hit everything but the lottery.
Hampton Street Tuesday afternoon, the final scene in a violent hour-long
there she is.
Through the city.
Flat tire. It hit several vehicles.
Seconds later, officers move in. The driver pulled from the wreck and put on the ground.
When it came outside, there was no other second car that had been an accident. I was like, okay.
Hi, Joshua.
And the cops said, no, she started smashing cars downtown like an hour ago.
The banged up
Look
car,
at the car
with his airbags blown and front bumper dangling, coming to a stop just feet from Joshua Paul's South End fitness studio. But this was no fender bender. Police say it all started in the theater district when they tried to pull the driver over. She took off, dragging an officer for a short distance, and another officer rushed to the hospital.
Wow. I love the fact that Joshua came out thinking there had been an accident, but there was only one car.
Wow.
Because it was, wow. So that's bad.
Man, oh, man. I mean, it happened. Would it be me when I say, does it not seem like it is now daily when a story like that might be weekly a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
And now,
or maybe monthly.
Every single day we get somebody doing something like that.
Well, I think it's also more cameras.
Yeah. And more access. Everybody's got a camera. Absolutely. I get it.
And also, she wasn't going to get to that restaurant without driving.
She's going to a Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, Mike, she left the theater district and she was all over to
a. What a great play. I'm starving.
Mike, today when we look back on Live Aid, which was 40 years ago this month, one of the stories that maybe you don't remember or people that are listening don't remember, Phil Collins played Wembley and then took the Concorde and played in Philly as well. He played on.
Were there more than one artist that did that?
No, I think he was the only one on this concert.
Him. It was only Phil. Okay.
But and he was great. Again, just look at the size of that crowd.
Is this Philly or Wembley?
This is Philly. Okay. And he started out, he says, here's the other song I know on piano. I can feel it coming
in the air. That is the that is him at his prime.
Exactly.
Well, I've been waiting for this moment. Man, look at all those boobies.
A lot of boobies. Yeah, Philadelphia boobies.
Mike. Philly boobies, everybody. Yay!
We've had stuff from these people before. I love it. It's AI. It's called This Is News. And what they do is they use artificial intelligence to sort of give us a feeling of what it's like to watch the news nowadays.
I don't know. I'm just trying things.
Welcome back again. A new bombshell report has just come out showing that they are still being used as shells for bombs. We'll keep you updated as these bombshell reports are released. But first, we are getting in word that the sun is gone. For more on this, we go to Stephen Lee Curry. Stephen Lee.
Stanley, I stood here on the Pacific coast watching the sun slowly sink into the ocean like the movie about that big boat sinking.
My God, how could something so massive have sunk?
It was an iceberg, Stanley.
An iceberg sunk a star.
DiCaprio, yes.
We're sending thoughts and prayers. Give them 3 to 5 business days.
Could you send cash instead?
Speaking of money, the stock market continues to exist. Let's check in with our market analyst, Badly Bunny. Badly, how are the numbers looking these days?
Still like letters.
Watch out, stairs. There's a new tech in town called escalators. We here at Channel 12 have just found out about this disruptive technology that hypes you'll never have to stare at a stair again. Stairs are cooked. It is officially over for stairs. They will be 100% replaced by escalators. But it does beg the question, who controls these new artificial inclines? To find out, we sent investigative reporter Chrisley Pratt to our local mall. Chrisley, yeah. What have you learned?
Well, I think I've just gotten to the bottom of this, Stanley, and I can tell you it goes all the way to the top.
All the way up to the Illuminati, huh?
Actually, I think it's an H&M up there.
Sorry, Chrisley, we need to drop everything because a car chase is happening. Let's go to our eye in the sky, Timothy Chalamet.
We lost the light. We're going down.
To get a closer look at the chase, that's a good idea.
I knew this is how it would end. Send love to my wife.
Yeah, she's not really my type. Moving on, the NBA finals were this past week. For his reaction, we go to our sports reporter, Morgan Lee Freeman. Morgan Lee.
Stanley, I just want to take this sports instance to address my recent incarceration due to a heinously accurate guilty verdict where they're just looking for someone to blame for the things I did. And for some reason, they're pointing the finger at me. It's a conspiracy, Danley. You gotta ask yourself, who benefits from having me locked up? My victims? How high up does this go? H&M?
Morgan Lee, were you gonna talk about the game?
I'm talking about the biggest game of all, Danley. The one where they are accusing me of my actions.
I lost a lot of money on that game. Coming up, Santa Claus is coming to town early to sue Coca-Cola for using his likeness.
Mike, that is your beautiful
That's
video.
That's good stuff. Those are great, Rob. I really love those. That is a great website. We want to thank everybody for joining us. Thank you, Josh, for the help you gave me getting this podcast on today. I know it was difficult all the way up in the Outer Banks and down
I'm
here.
I'm sure
in
we'll
Florida.
Do it again.
We'll probably do the whole thing all over again, but hey. I didn't even tell either one of you that I also acquired a brand new mouse.
Mouse! He's got a mouse, a wireless mouse.
I've got another one here.
Oh, so many mouses.
And I've got one here.
Yes. Mike, later on you can do mouse races.
Mouse races and baby Jesuses. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody. I'm over here now.
Wow.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I'm over here now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You jack with me and you'll be gone before you know it.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
We think of Rob as good Rob and bad Rob.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.